So during February, Kate, aka Radio Kate, posted a boo about how to spot the International Space Station, which I have just done. It was purely by accident, as I was just looking at Twitter and happened to see a post where someone simply posted hashtag IWS bright over Southeast Wales, which of course made me immediately look outside my window, and sure enough there was the International Space Station passing overhead, as bright as I think I've ever seen it. That's possibly the best pass that I have ever seen, and it really, as you're looking at it, it really puts into your mind that this is something that we have put into space. This is something that is man-made. It's the largest man-made satellite that there is, and it's just fantastic to think that. It really is. Now, as the International Space Station was passing overhead, I noticed that there was a second satellite also following it, which is just amazing. That hardly ever happens, that you'd see two satellites passing almost in sequence. It was fantastic. The second satellite was, of course, significantly smaller and significantly dimmer than the IWS, but still, nonetheless, it was still an absolutely amazing sight. I think these are things that are whizzing above our heads 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that we don't even notice and half of us don't pay attention to, but they're all doing things for us. There was a interesting television program on a few weeks ago hosted by Maggie Adairin Pocock, who is who works on satellites. She's a space scientist, and you know, she had worked out, but that by the time that she had got to work at 9 a.m, she'd already used about 40 satellites through satellites that control sort of atomic clocks, and satellites that, you know, beam down television signals that provide the live links around the world, that allow the Met Office to weather forecast, or forecast the weather, probably the better way of saying that, and to ones that you don't even think about satellites that are in place to help with flood control and the electricity grid and the running of trains and shipping and all of these things that you wouldn't think that satellites are involved in, but are. It's just an incredible thought. And it's even more incredible when you watch something like the International Space Station go over. It's travelling at 17,500 miles an hour. And you think, there are people living on that. And there have been for, well, about 10 years now. And I know that we have, the Russians have previously had cosmonauts in space for prolonged periods of time, rather, on the Mir space station. But it's international. Just absolutely brilliant. I will sign off there because I'm going to get all philosophical now, which I don't want to happen. This is not a philosophical place. This is the Soy GB audio boo is not a philosophical place, but I just thought I'd share that with you. Thank you very much indeed.